Good morning, everybody of First Service. I am so glad that you are here, oh beloved First Service people. Thank you for coming. That's right. Best service in the building. My name is Pete. I'm one of the pastors here. I get to preach half the sermon today. Half's going to be done by a guest star to be named later. You have entered into our summer series, Summer Songs. We're covering the Old Testament's book of worship, prayer, and poetry, the Psalms. We're preaching out of a different psalm each week. When I was in graduate school, about 10 months after I had sobered up from drugs, I met this nice girl named Janice, and we started dating. She was incredibly kind and gracious, and she loved Jesus, and we got along great in almost every way. But weirdly enough, she would not go to church with me. It turns out she had been raised a Reformed Presbyterian and a particularly conservative Reformed Presbyterian. Her church taught that it was wrong to use instruments or to sing any song that was not taken directly from the Psalms. And so worship at my little Flagstaff Vineyard church did not work for her. And so I asked her one week, it just occurred to me, you know, we had sung a lot of Psalms when I was a kid in contemporary songs, and I said, why do the Psalms say repeatedly, sing to the Lord a new song? And she said, I don't know about that. I wasn't sure either, but I thought about it for a long time. Why does God ask us, nay, command us, and repeatedly, to sing a new song? Today we're going to turn to Psalm 96 and see what God has to say about it. And we're going to begin by reading the whole psalm this week. Psalm 96 says, sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The gods of other nations are mere idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty fill his sanctuary. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory he deserves. Bring your offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in all his holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before him. Tell the nations, the Lord reigns. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. He will judge all peoples fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Let the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with truth. The theme of this psalm leaps out to us. The psalmist is calling all the nations and all creation to worship. And the way he starts that call is by commanding, sing to the Lord a new song. The nations then and now are being called to worship the Lord. Our great nation, the United States, all American nations, the Asian nations, the European nations, the African nations, the land down under, and the 3,000 people living in Antarctica are being called to the glory of God. God's after the whole earth, the people in it and the seas upon it, the fields, the crops, and the trees too. God is coming to set the world right, to judge all of creation with justice and truth. And the psalmist knows we can reach some people, some nations, with the songs we've already been given. But the way we're going to reach all the nations is with a new song. We can tell the whole world the wonderful deeds of God from the time of the Exodus through the time of Jesus Christ, and then through the apostles and into the church of God of the present day. And these stories are true and good, and they are helpful. But as Jesus quoted in the Old Testament, our God is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. The Lord is our God today. He is our Savior today. He is our rescue, our deliverance, our joy. He is our present help in times of trouble today. The great stories of Scripture are meant to help us know God, to know that He's been with us and with His people since the beginning. When you step into the family of God, you are stepping into His plan since the beginning of creation. And when we step into His family, we are also called into the ongoing mission of Jesus Christ. We're called to pray for His kingdom to come and His will be to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We're called to begin praying into a new song, for God to continue to do a new thing. We're called into the character of Jesus Christ. And so we do look back to the cross and the resurrection, because there is the center of our faith. And we also press forward into the mission that Jesus Christ revealed while He was with us. Psalm 96 covers that mission super well. Here's how Jesus put His mission when He began His ministry. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of our Lord's favor. That is Jesus kicking stuff off in Luke 4:18. Jesus came on a mission of freedom. And He quoted the stories of the past. He also brought the ministry of God and the power of God into the present. He sang an incredible new song. He took the scriptures about the suffering servant Messiah, and He turned them into a hymn of freedom and creation and healing and resurrection. And when He was done on this earth, He gave us a mission too. And it rings with Luke 4 and Psalm 96. He said, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The great song of worship and praise to our God has always been meant for all the nations. Our new song is meant to reach everybody in the world. Amen. 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 God's calling all people to Himself, and He's calling us to be His singers, all of us. God's always calling us to a new song, the new story of the great things that God has done. And His call is one reason I'm so thankful we have Justin Law here, and not in California. Oh, that's sad. I'm so glad we have Justin Law in California, getting ready for our national conference. He writes new songs with us. I love singing Justin Law songs. I have had to order him, Justin, I want to do a song that you've written every week. You know, he's like, oh, I'm not sure about that. You can tell him that too. He writes songs that reflect our church, our character, that speak to what God's doing among us. And when we sing them, God comes upon them. God comes among us. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a new song. The call of Psalm 96 and the Great Commission and Luke 4:18 is a great reason I am thankful for Lavinia River Heights, which has begun meeting every other week. It's like a fledgling baby church right here among us. And it's in Espanol, which I think is beautiful. God's call is a great reason to have gratitude for our partners in missions. Today we have two of our missionaries here, Gary and Annetta Lansdowne. We've been supporting their work since Gary left River Heights in the late 1990s to work with youth with a mission. Psalm 96 is the perfect psalm to introduce Gary and Annetta. Singing a new song is part of what they have always been about. They have published the good deeds of our Lord from Egypt to South Africa to Australia to Thailand and Burma. They have traveled the world in service, bringing the good news of Jesus to all kinds of people. They work with churches. They've trained young people in discipleship. They've taught English to Karen refugees, they've worked in peace and reconciliation, and the whole time they've poured themselves into music. They have formed relationships with bands across the globe, bringing Christians to play music in secular settings all over the world. They've been asking our band from River Heights, the River High, to come play over in Latvia and Poland. We're going to send them there someday. Gary and Ninetta's work is a living expression of Psalm 96, and I am glad to invite them to come forward and share for the second half of today's message. Please welcome them.
It is them, so it's me and Gary in the back. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, River Heights family. And thank you, Pete, for the kind introduction. And yeah, again, I was just thinking how I've actually married into this family 20 years ago. So if you can believe, this September, Gary and I will have our 20th wedding anniversary. So, and I've mentioned, you know, before, we're very grateful for the technologies now and really grateful for the sermons online. So we can follow what's happening. We know what the journey you're on, the building. We actually get to hear the announcements also online. And and the summer song series I've been following and really enjoyed everyone who's been sharing their favorite psalms. And so yeah, when the other day when we met with Pete and we were talking about this Sunday, and he was like, "Well, what psalm do you want to talk about?" And well, I think you can guess, but we said, "Well, anything about nations, and anything about music." And then afterwards, like we knew right away, it was that it's Psalm 96. And actually, it is a very special psalm for Gary and I, also because. Gary and I, we met in Latvia, and we met in Youth for the Mission. We were working together as colleagues, but he and Gary's sons, Justin and Jordan, they moved to Latvia in 1996, and they came with an outreach team. Well, it was a rock band, and it was called 96, and the name was from Psalm 96, because they had prayed. They formed this band for this special trip, and they had prayed about, you know, what God wants to do, and they felt that this was exactly the message. Sing a new song, sing it in the nations, go to a new place, Latvia. It's like, you know, for most people, where is Latvia? But
Australia.
Or Lafayette, you know, that's people ask me. But actually they cheated a bit because they had all these musicians with different musical tastes and they just could not write a new song together. So they practiced. So finally what they did, they took old hymns, but they had a new sound for them. So they rocked out old hymns like Holy, Holy, Holy. I remember it was one of them. And actually it was the crowd favorite, like always when people say one more song, then they would just come up and say, "What? That's Holy, Holy, Holy song." And it was just powerful. And I mean, we still know people in Latvia who have followed Jesus because of those concerts. And so this is how we started our new song together. It was in 1996 and with the Psalm 96. And Pete mentioned, you know, we love to publish the good works that God is doing among the nations. So, of course, we send our monthly newsletter. You know, it's on the church mailing list. Many receive it in their personal email. But also, every time we come, we love to share and show some photos and tell some stories. And it's always difficult for newsletters or even today which stories to share because there's so much happening. And but last year, we have been dividing our time now between Europe and Southeast Asia. And also we've shared before how we really feel God is leading us into this season and to help to build more bridges between Europe and Southeast Asia. And speaking of photos, if we can have the presentation. So, well, some people ask us, where in the world are you right now? Even Pete said the other day, wait a minute, can you just help me again? You know, he gets distracted and gets lost somewhere in the world. So, we'll take a quick journey this morning to four nations, and this will go very fast, so hold on. So we will start in Europe. From here, we'll go to Europe. And the first stop is in Ukraine. We have really good friends in Ukraine, and they live in the city of Lutsk, which is western Ukraine, and they have a heavy rock band called To Leave a Trace. This is the mission that they feel God has given them, is to leave a trace and to make this world a better place. And that's how they share the love of Jesus. And Oksana, the lead singer, she screams it out, literally. But she can sing too, but she can really scream. And we've hosted them in Latvia two times. But for the first time last year, we visited them in their home. Town. And they played in a big music festival there called Banderstadt. I think the next photo is the drummer, Sergei. And this is not a Christian festival. In fact, most of the concerts that we've helped to organize have been in non-Christian festivals, venues, rock clubs, pubs, prisons, you know, anywhere like that. It's part of that singing new song and worshiping the Lord outside of the church. So this festival, it's a two-day, it's also drugs and alcohol-free, and it has very good music, and Ukraine has very good food, too, which I knew, but we for sure discovered that. It's very youth-focused, and also because of the current situation and the war in Ukraine, there were also seminars and talks talking about the future of the nation. And this poster here says, in Ukrainian, "We love, pray in your mother language." And believe me, there are people in Ukraine are praying, you know, in whatever is their mother tongue, Ukrainian, Russian, any other. And so even as I was reading Psalm 96, I was thinking about the verse where it says, "Tell all the nations the Lord reigns. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. He will judge all peoples fairly." And I was thinking about the nation of Ukraine. You know, they have been shaken very badly. And there is still very much conflict and hardship and also a lot of discouragement when we were there. But the truth and freedom of Jesus really shines there in the darkness. And the freedom to love even your enemies. And, like I said, this goes fast. I wish I could tell you just the wonderful stories we know from Ukraine. And one of the things that come to my mind when I think about Ukraine is, you know, we know the words that Jesus said in the Gospel of John, that by this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for another. And when I think about Ukraine, I think of how the world will know that we're Jesus' disciples if we're always community of hope. And Ukrainians are really hoping against hope. So, yeah, just continue praying for this nation. And there are wonderful, wonderful churches there and so many brothers and sisters in Christ. So the next stop will be in Latvia. This photo is from Riga, the capital of Latvia. And this is the University of Latvia. And this is where I'm currently studying for a degree in theology and religious studies. Again, Pete mentioned, and I will probably say this a few times, Pete mentioned already, but we've been involved in peace building and reconciliation work and in the nations. And this is what I have felt God's been nudging me to do for the last couple of years, is to complete my degree. And so I'm doing it in obedience to him, and life has gotten even more adventurous. So now I'm a full-time volunteer with Youth with a Mission and also a full-time student. And the next photo is taken at YWAM Latvia Training Center, where I was teaching on forgiveness and reconciliation. And this is a very international group of young missionaries. And again, we've done peace building seminars here at River Heights Church, and I've taught in other missions organizations, churches, also actually non-church settings, and always whatever the focus of the event is, the overarching theme for me is always that Jesus' mission was to come and to set things right, as he proclaimed, you know, that new song, to set the captives free, and to set things right in all relationships for us with God and with each other, with ourselves, and also with the creation. And the next slide, photo, is also from Latvia. And this is International Church in Riga, which was started by a British missionary couple. They're somewhere in there, Malcolm and Ruth. And this church in Riga is English-speaking. And the largest group, the members of the church, are Chinese immigrants to Latvia. And there are also many international students and refugees. There's a family from Aleppo, Syria, and other foreigners who live and work in Latvia, like guy from a U.S. embassy and all kinds of people. So truly the nations have gathered to worship the Lord and praise him in many languages. And the next photo, I like this, just this image from the church. On the shelf here you see the Bibles, some of them, not even all of them. So you see a Bible in Chinese, in Arabic, in Farsi, in Latvian, in French, in Russian. And so this is, you know, really the nations gathered together. And I want to just make a little footnote here, you know, as I was thinking even about this church that we're part of in Riga. And we speak about nations. We love to talk about nations. And, of course, it's no secret that, you know, we live in very troubling times right now. It's not the worst times, but not the best times. And each nation has its own challenges. Believe me, we go, you know, from Southeast Asia to Europe to here. There's plenty of challenges in every part of the world. And some of the challenges we share are very similar. And from climate changes in different parts of the world to political instability, believe me, this is not the only nation that has political division, economic worries. I think for me, one of the challenges that deeply troubles me is what people now call the new tribalism. And it's where one of the reactions in nations is to kind of circle the wagon and to really look after just their own good. And I really feel that very often this deeply clashes with my values of God's kingdom. You know, the values of tribalism and values of God's kingdom, they do clash. So I think that this, again, is a challenge, but it's a wonderful opportunity for the church. But it calls for very deep reflections as well. And we need to pray and work for God's kingdom, again, as we've said already, and continue through this message that God's kingdom includes every tribe, tongue, and nation. And we desperately need Holy Spirit to help us not lose this vision. Because when we start looking at the challenges, I feel like we can lose this vision. And this is what the psalmist also talks about here. And I think even Jesus' disciples, you know, I mean, they were reading Psalm 96. But when Jesus started his mission, that this gospel truly is for every tribe and tongue and nation, they were still shocked. I mean, you think, how, why? But they were. And so if they were shocked, of course, we get challenged too. You know, we like, is this really you, God? And it is, because it's a new, you know, his spirit is doing new things all the time. And again, this thinking of my tribe and your tribe is exactly what Jesus came to, completely blow our minds, how we view the world. So, all right, so now let's get back to music and a few more stories. And this is a photo of our friends, Christian artists, European. On the left is Liz, who's actually an American, but she's been working as missionary in Germany for many, many years, and she's a wonderful songwriter, writes beautiful songs. And the couple on the right, Janis and Ilza, they're Latvian, and they've worked with Youth with a Mission for many years. They also were part of the Vineyard in Amsterdam, in Netherlands. And they have now they're back in Latvia, they have a band called My Radiant You, and they're actually very popular in Latvia right now. And one of their radio hit songs is called All I Know, You Made Me for a Reason. And then there's a line that says, I don't know where the wind will blow, which, you know, it's talking about the Holy Spirit. And so I think of, again, when we talk about new things, Holy Spirit is always creating and he's always leading. And Jesus said, you know, greater things are yet to be done. Greater things are yet to be seen. And this, okay, so now the wind will blow east. And we have gotten on the long-haul flight, so now we're in Asia. And this is a photo from Thailand. One of the highlights this year was International Gospel Music Festival in Pattaya, Thailand. We have shared stories about this city before. Pattaya is a resort town, and it's unfortunately known worldwide as a destination for sex tourism. But the story of the city and also the story of Thailand has not finished. So God's really doing and writing a new chapter in Asia. And again, if you follow any missions reports around the world, that the church, you know, the body of Christ is growing so fast, what's called the global south. Even sometimes I think, you know, it's not quite. But it's Asia, Africa, Latin America. I mean, you can't even keep up with everything that's going on there. So, and this is a band from Malaysia called Relent, and they again, you think they were doing mission trip from Malaysia to Thailand. Malaysia being a predominantly Muslim nation, Thailand predominantly Buddhist nation. This is a band from South Korea called His Pop, and the. I don't know about the States, but in that part of the world, Korean pop music is huge. It's like the biggest. I think here mostly people know the song Gangnam Style, but in there they just, all the Korean rock bands. And so this is, they relocated to Thailand, this band, so they could reach with the gospel the surrounding nations. So they traveled to Cambodia, Burma, Laos, and Malaysia. And one of their songs is, we are dancing for you, Jesus. And even those who stay in their seats, if they don't start dancing, their heads are moving. It's the great band. And then there's just a couple more photos of, again, that's them in Pattaya. And this is a young band from northern Thailand. Again, they were inspired by these artists, seeing them the previous years. And they said, hey, we can do it. And then the next photo is a band, another Christian band from Malaysia called South and the Lowlands. And they have a beautiful song, which actually you can find on YouTube. So South and the Lowlands, and the name of the song is Sculptures. And the chorus goes that the we are kings and queens of love created by one God. Shine bright tonight. And it also has a great video. And one of our dreams, especially Gary's vision that he's been working on, is to bring these guys to Europe. So that's part of the bridge building. We want to have these artists come and play. And then the last stop is in Cambodia. And this is at the Youth with a Mission base in Battambang, Cambodia, which is western part of Cambodia. And again, if you know anything, you know, of the history of this place, you think of 40 years ago, I mean, this nation was completely destroyed by, you know, extreme communist regime. And most of the young Cambodians don't know their grandparents, you know, because they died in the genocide. And now you have this missions movement, and now here they built this big campus. I mean, they're having hundreds of students already. I mean, the capacity is like 1,000 students to have this missions training place. And again, when we talk about that, call of Jesus to go into the whole world and disciple all nations, I mean, they are taking it very seriously. So they're leading the way. So again, this is a glimpse, you know. It's like we often joke, Gary and I, how we watch the news and we're like, yeah, the world in 60 seconds, and we just go, like, what's that? So we gave you, you know, four nations in a few minutes. But again, we just want to thank you so much. And I know, I believe you know that how much you're part of this mission, you know, through, again, this partnership that we've had, not just with us, but with other missionaries, of course, yourselves going to other nations, welcoming the nations that live here. And again, just as Jesus said, you know, you, when I send my spirit that empowers you, you're my witnesses, starting in Inver Grove Heights, to Minnesota, to USA, to Mexico, to Canada, and to the ends of the world. So, and again, we have a table in the back. We're happy to talk to you. For those of you who don't know us, come say hello, introduce yourselves. There's many new faces. And again, we thank you so much for this wonderful partnership we have.
I'd like to invite the worship team to come back up, and would you stand, please? Thank you for that last page. It's the one I'm on right now, Aneta. We like to close our messages with tips, something to read, something to pray, and something to do to put the Word of God as we have received it into practice in the coming week. And so we have three tips for you this week. Tip number one is to read Psalm 96. If you just follow the first tip every week, you're going to get to know the Psalms really well this year. Tip number two is to pray for the nations. Choose at least two. I think Aneta asked, you know, can we ask people to pray for nations besides the United States? And I want to invite you to pray for nations including the United States, if that's your desire, but beyond. Let's pray for the nations. It's actually prayer that changes us and changes who we become. I love how missions-focused we are as a church. John and Sue on staff leading the partnership in Central Mexico. Gary and Aneta having us as their home church, supporting Dave and Rebecca in Turkey from here. I get to go to Kenya in November. I love that we have a church that's about loving and serving the nations. That starts with prayer. And so please choose two nations. Pray for them. Tip number three, do it again. Read Psalm 96. Pick another two and pray for those two. And you know, you can lather, rinse, and repeat these tips. They work again. And so I just want to encourage you this week to invest in the mission of Christ, the Great Commission, the call of Psalm 96. Sing a new song. Publish the good deeds of our Lord among all the nations. Father, we're so grateful that you have given us yourself, Jesus Christ, that you came to a foreign nation, our world, yourself. You came here and you loved us and you gave yourself for us. And we come to you in gratitude this week, God. Thank you. We also come to you, Lord, and ask that you would bless the nations through us. Whether that's Lavinia here, whether that's sending out people like Gary and Aneta supporting the Schneiderses, whatever it might be, God, we ask that you would make of us a people who are about your kingdom first and always. Your kingdom is for everybody. I thank you for the new song that you write in our lives, God. We give you praise for the new songs we sing and for the new song you've made of each of us as you have redeemed us. And we ask, God, that you would write new songs again and again through us individually and as a people. Give us again, Lord, a new song to sing. We ask that you'd pour your Holy Spirit out on Gary and Aneta this week specifically, God. We ask that you would bless their ministry. We thank you for the good deeds that we've gotten to hear of today. Amen. If you're on the prayer team, you could come forward right now. Be ready to pray for anybody who would like to receive prayer. We would love to pray for you for anything under the sun. I think in the message today, there's a lot of call for good things. If you need a new song in your life, we would love to pray that over you. If you feel like God's heart for the nations might be inside of you, we would love to bless that. Receive prayer as the Lord leads. And we're going to close with worship. The worship team will let us know when the service is done. If you're visiting today, I'd love to meet you. By the door on your way out, please stop by and say hi to Gary and Ninetta. They only get to come a limited time each year.